I would like to be back for sure.
The chance to go to free agency and see what's out there, what people would be willing to offer, is that too much to turn down?
It's my first time, and I know you got this chance like once in your lifetime opportunity, and I am obviously excited, but we'll see how it goes. But those things, like I said, it's for my agent, and I don't want to get anything into that, and we'll see how it ends up.
Michael, there was talk a while back that the Jets were interested in signing you for an extension, and that the talks would begin early this year. You haven't gotten anything signed to this point. How do you interpret that nothing's been worked out yet?
Yeah, I mean, during the season, it's not really sometimes easy, but you want to, for me personally, I want to focus on the hockey and don't really think too much about that. Obviously, we had some talks, but wasn't anything really, serious and stuff. So I just want to, keep it with my agent between us and what happened there. And, I think we'll see what's going to happen. I mean, we could talk like before the season end up, but, like I said, the playoffs were coming, the pushes here, so you don't want to think about that and just play hockey. And that's kind of what we did. And I think we're going to have some times now to have some meetings and deal with that.
You didn't find it to be a distraction or take away from your game in any way?
No, I don't think so. I mean, like I said, there wasn't really much, like a lot of talking. It was just like a little bit. And I think we decided kind of let's just focus on the hockey and we can talk after.
Take us through the process just a bit. I know that the offers will come in and how you sort of evaluate each one. Is it the city? Is it the market? Is it the money? Is it the term? What's sort of the pecking order you look at when you do hit free agency?
Obviously now I got a family, so it's you got a little bit think about that too. And but like I said, I'm happy here, and like the organization were great, and for first my point it's to be happy hockey wise and I think I was happy here those 2 years, and I would like to come back, but the first main thing is to be happy the hockey wise and the life is kind of going sideways on this, but I like it here, and I know sometimes it's a little bit cold, but I don't mind it, and it's still good.
So it's basically just about a generally good fit for everything. Family, money, situation, team, everything.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like I said, this chance comes once in your life, and you want to think that's true. But you want to count everything. And but like I said, it's my first time, so I don't really know what to expect. But we'll see how it goes in the summer. But like I said, I'd be happy back.
What did you like most about this year's team?
I think there was a lot of positive stuff, and I think we had a great group of guys, and I think we from the start we built that that we can be the team that it's hard to play against, and I think that was the most thing we built here this year, that every team it's kind of that physicality we bring on, and I think we can kind of a little bit scare the other teams and be played too hard against. And that was the goal, to do that. And I think we did this year. And we just want to keep building.
Is it fair to say around the NHL, the Jets sort of put themselves on the map? And that's kind of a fun process as a player to go into other buildings and for once be feared and stuff like that?
Oh, definitely. I think the big help was definitely the coach. I think Moritz is one of the best coach I ever had. And he's really good, and it helped us a lot. And I think our body level during the season was outstanding, and we really worked hard, and we deserve the playoffs. And I think that's the kind of first step, and we just want to keep getting better.
Sense of pride to sort of bring playoff hockey back to Winnipeg as a member of the team?
Oh, that was definitely awesome. I think I've been there in the past, and that's the best part of the hockey, and that's most fun. I know we kind of didn't do much there, 4-0 is kind of disappointing, but the the thing you, we made it, it's unbelievable, and the fans here are outstanding. I never seen it before, and you definitely want to have that feeling back again here.
Michael, what do you mean to play the role that you did these 2 years? And you know, you played before final at Chicago, now you got top six role here. What does that mean, and will that factor into your decision making?
For sure. Like I said, the first thing is to be happy hockey-wise, and you know, when you play more and you know, the coach kind of, you know, trusting you a little bit more, you definitely like that, and definitely that's the first thing you wanna you know, think about, to be happy hockey-wise. And I was here, and you know, I think I like the coach, and he's great, and hopefully, I guess I'll be back.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from the club and the organization as far as your future here or their desire to keep you?
I didn't catch the first.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from the club, from the organization, management, as far as your future here, whether or not they want to keep you here? Or even feedback about your year in general?
Yeah, I don't know what's... people in that way.
How have your conversations been with, like, Chevy and Maurice about your past 2 years?
Yeah, it was... There was... Everything was, you know, taking business, and everything was great. You know, I think there was no, everything was like really good, and you know, just back and forth, we were pretty good. And you know, they talk with my agent. I'm not really on those conversation. You know, it's just between them, and I think it's gonna be the same way. And but
even day to day, you must have gotten some kind of like compliments on play and that kind of thing.
Like right now?
Yeah, like through the playoffs and the stretch run.
I didn't have much, you know, we didn't really talk much right now in the end, because we have like the playoff push, you know, and you don't want to, I guess, destroy the player too, and I don't want to talk about it too. So it's just, we just said we're going to leave it after the season, and we're going to focus for hockey now, and, you know, leave it for the summer.
Great. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.